January 3rd. We begin our Bible reading today as usual in the Old Testament. And today we'll be reading from the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. We'll go through chapter 7, verse 24. And here's what we'll find there. We'll find that the Old Testament is the book of the genealogy of Adam. It tells us about Adam's descendants, and the story is not a happy one. In fact, the Old Testament closes with, "Lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." God made man in his likeness, but sinful man now begets children in his likeness. We're all born sinners, but when a sinner is born again through faith in Christ, he or she begins to grow into the likeness of the last Adam. Because sin was reigning, death was also reigning. But in the life of Enoch, God's grace was reigning. He believed God, walked with God in the midst of a godless society, and witnessed for God. Enoch did not die. No, God raptured him away to heaven. This is the blessed hope of all Christians. Noah means rest. Mankind was in misery and longed for the promised Redeemer to come. Well, he has come, and we can come to him and find true rest. As we move on into Genesis chapter 6, we'll read about the account of the flood. It's written into the history of many ancient peoples. But here we read the truth. The results of a flood are seen in many places on the earth. Jesus believed in the flood. He said as much in the book of Matthew. And so did Peter and the author of Hebrews. We'll read about the holiness of God. God saw a world of people who were inwardly corrupt, outwardly violent, and upwardly rebellious. Noah was the 10th generation from Adam. It didn't take long for sin to spread in the human race. When the world is again as it was in Noah's day, watch for the return of the Lord. We'll read here about the grace of God. Noah was saved just as any sinner is saved, by grace, through faith. He heard God's word, believed God's promise of protection, and proved his faith by his works. There was only one way to be saved from destruction, and that was by entering the ark. And the ark had only one door. It is, of course, a picture of the salvation we have in Christ. Well, with that, let's begin our reading today here in the Old Testament. January 3rd, Genesis chapter 5, verse 1, through chapter 7, verse 24. This is the history of the descendants of Adam. When God created people, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female, and he blessed them and called them human. When Adam was 130 years old, his son Seth was born, and Seth was the very image of his father. After the birth of Seth, Adam lived another 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. He died at the age of 930. When Seth was 105 years old, his son Enosh was born. After the birth of Enosh, Seth lived another 807 years, and he had other sons and daughters. He died at the age of 912. When Enosh was 90 years old, his son Kenan was born. After the birth of Kenan, Enosh lived another 815 years, and he had other sons and daughters. He died at the age of 905. When Kenan was 70 years old, his son Mahalalel was born. After the birth of Mahalalel, Kenan lived another 840 years, and he had other sons and daughters. He died at the age of 910. When Mahalalel was 65 years old, his son Jared was born. After the birth of Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years, and he had other sons and daughters. He died at the age of 895. When Jared was 162 years old, his son Enoch was born. After the birth of Enoch, Jared lived another 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. He died at the age of 962. When Enoch was 65 years old, his son Methuselah was born. After the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived another 300 years in close fellowship with God, and he had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived 365 years in all. He enjoyed a close relationship with God throughout his life. Then suddenly he disappeared because God took him. When Methuselah was 187 years old, his son Lamech was born. After the birth of Lamech, Methuselah lived another 782 years, and he had other sons and daughters. He died at the age of 969. When Lamech was 182 years old, his son Noah was born. Lamech named his son Noah, for he said, "He will bring us relief from the painful labor of farming this ground that the Lord has cursed." After the birth of Noah, Lamech lived 595 years, and he had other sons and daughters. He died at the age of 777. By the time Noah was 500 years old, he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. When the human population began to grow rapidly on the earth, the sons of God saw the beautiful women of the human race and took any they wanted as their wives. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh. In the future, they will live no more than 120 years. In those days, and even afterward, giants lived on the earth. For whenever the sons of God had intercourse with human women, they gave birth to children who became the heroes mentioned in legends of old. Now the Lord observed the extent of the people's wickedness, and he saw that all their thoughts were consistently and totally evil. So the Lord was sorry he had ever made them. It broke his heart. And the Lord said, "I will completely wipe out this human race that I have created. Yes, I will destroy all the animals and birds too. I am sorry I ever made them." But Noah found favor with the Lord. This is the history of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless man living on earth at the time. He consistently followed God's will and enjoyed a close relationship with him. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth had become corrupt in God's sight, and it was filled with violence. God observed all this corruption in the world, and he saw violence and depravity everywhere. So God said to Noah, "I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. Yes, I will wipe them all from the face of the earth. Make a boat from resinous wood and seal it with tar inside and out. Then construct decks and stalls throughout its interior. Make it 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Construct an opening all the way around the boat, 18 inches below the roof. Then put three decks inside the boat, bottom, middle, and upper, and put a door in the side. Look, I am about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing. Everything on earth will die. But I solemnly swear to keep you safe in the boat with your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring a pair of every kind of animal, a male and a female, into the boat with you to keep them alive during the flood. Pairs of each kind of bird and each kind of animal, large and small alike, will come to you to be kept alive. And remember, take enough food for your family and for all the animals." So Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him. Finally, the day came when the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the boat with all your family, for among all the people of the earth, I consider you alone to be righteous. Take along seven pairs of each animal that I have approved for eating and for sacrifice, and take one pair of each of the others. Then select seven pairs of every kind of bird. There must be a male and a female in each pair to ensure that every kind of living creature will survive the flood. 1 week from today, I will begin 40 days and 40 nights of rain, and I will wipe from the earth all the living things I have created." So Noah did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. He He was 600 years old when the flood came, and he went aboard the boat to escape, he and his wife, and his sons and their wives. With them were all the various kinds of animals, those approved for eating and sacrifice, and those that were not, along with all the birds and other small animals. They came into the boat in pairs, male and female, just as God had commanded Noah. 1 week later, the flood came and covered the earth. When Noah was 600 years old, on the 17th day of the second month, the underground waters burst forth on the earth, and the rain fell in mighty torrents from the sky. The rain continued to fall for 40 days and 40 nights. But Noah had gone into the boat that very day with his wife and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. With them in the boat were pairs of every kind of breathing animal, domestic and wild, large and small, along with birds and flying insects of every kind. Two by two they came into the boat, male and female, just as God had commanded. Then the Lord shut them in. For 40 days the floods prevailed, covering the ground and lifting the boat high above the earth. As the waters rose higher and higher above the ground, the boat floated safely on the surface. Finally, the water covered even the highest mountains on the earth, standing more than 22 feet above the highest peaks. All the living things on earth died. Birds, domestic animals, wild animals, all kinds of small animals, and all the people. Everything died that breathed and lived on dry land. Every living thing on earth was wiped out. People, animals both large and small, and birds. They were all destroyed. And only Noah was left alive, along with those who were with him in the boat. And the water covered the earth for 150 days. January 3rd. Our reading in the New Testament today will be from the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 7. We'll go through chapter 4, verse 11. Jesus was not baptized to confess any sins, since he was sinless. His baptism was his presentation to Israel, as well as a picture of his future baptism on the cross, when all the waves and billows of judgment would go over him. Now, the baptism of John looked forward to the coming of Messiah. Christian baptism today looks back to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and witnesses of the believer's identification with him. As we open up chapter 4 in the book of Matthew, we'll read about the victor. Public ministry is built on private victory. Our Lord was not tempted so that God could examine him, for the Father had already approved him. He was tempted for our sake, that he might personally know temptation and be able to help us when we are tempted. He overcame the devil by using the same weapons available to us today, the Word of God. He says very often, it is written, now the power of the Spirit and prayer. Well, now let's begin our reading today here in the New Testament. January 3rd, Matthew chapter 3, verse 7, through chapter 4, verse 11. But when he, John, saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to be baptized, he denounced them. You brood of snakes, he exclaimed. Who warned you to flee God's coming judgment? Prove by the way you live that you have really turned from your sins and turned to God. Don't just say, we're safe. We're the descendants of Abraham. That proves nothing. God can change these stones here into children of Abraham. Even now, the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever your roots. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. I baptize with water those who turn from their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is far greater than I am, so much greater that I am not even worthy to be a slave. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He is ready to separate the chaff from the grain with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing area, storing the grain in his barn, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John didn't want to baptize him. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It must be done, because we must do everything that is right." So then John baptized him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased with him." Then Jesus was led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights, he ate nothing and became very hungry. Then the devil came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, change these stones into loaves of bread." But Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say people need more than bread for their life. They must feed on every word of God." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you're the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say he orders his angels to protect you, and they will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone." Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say, do not test the Lord your God." Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him the nations of the world and all their glory. "I will give it all to you," he said, "if you will only kneel down and worship me." "Get out of here, Satan," Jesus told him. "For the scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God, serve only him." Then the devil went away, and angels came and cared for Jesus. Psalm chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. If worry keeps you from getting a good night's sleep, Psalms 3 and 4 are what you need. Both Psalms were probably written when David was exiled from Jerusalem because his son Absalom had stolen the kingdom. Psalm 3 is a morning psalm. Psalm 4 is an evening psalm. How was David able to sleep when he was in such danger? The enemy was against him, but David knew that God was for him. God surrounds you, sustains you, and saves you. Are you trusting him? God is for you. As surely as he was for David, God is for you. When people discourage you, God lifts up your head and keeps you going. God never sleeps. So why should you stay awake and worry? Psalm 3, verses 1 through 8. A psalm of David, regarding the time David fled from his son Absalom. O Lord, I have so many enemies. So many are against me. So many are saying, God will never rescue him. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me, my glory and the one who lifts my head high. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. I am not afraid of 10,000 enemies who surround me on every side. Arise, O Lord, rescue me, my God. Slap all my enemies in the face. Shatter the teeth of the wicked. Victory comes from you, O Lord. May your blessings rest on your people. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 through 19. My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. They may say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone. Let's ambush the innocent. Let's swallow them alive as the grave swallows its victims. Though they are in the prime of life, they will go down into the pit of death. And the loot we'll get will fill our houses with all kinds of things. Come on, throw in your lot with us. We'll split our loot with you. Don't go along with them, my child. Stay far away from their paths. They rush to commit crimes. They hurry to commit murder. When a bird sees a trap being set, it stays away. But not these people. They set an ambush for themselves. They booby-trap their own lives. Such is the fate of all who are greedy for gain. It ends up robbing them of life.